I'm scared.
There's no reason to be scared.
Hello, thank you for being here with us.
Let me... Got to get these...
Everything okay over
set
there.
Back up.
Thank you for being here with us today. I'm feeling very good. I hope you're feeling well. Are you feeling well?
I'm back, baby. I'm back for good. Back. And I'm and better good, than ever.
And it's good to have you back.
Do the T2 thing for me.
Oh, T2 remix?
Yeah, do it for me. I don't think that's how T2 went, though. I think it was...
Yeah, it was more... But that's also why I called it a T2 remix.
Oh, it's the remix.
Because you could, if you fuck it up, it's just the remix.
You could literally call it whatever you want and then remix on it.
I've been...
Do it one more time. I want to try something.
Oh, now I'm doing it different.
Yeah.
I tried to make that a button so hard.
Oh man, it's hard to get. You know what? I actually think that is so stupid that when everybody was like, "It's cool that he does that." That's the cool part people of the song. That? Yeah, there's people that like that type of music, and they're like that. That's cool that he did that, but. When the lead singer of who even is that? Let's be honest. We don't even know who that is.
We don't know.
It could be anybody.
But I've been practicing semen retention.
On accident or on purpose?
On purpose.
What is that? Why?
It's I read something.
Testosterone?
I read something online. That it is your God power, is your semen. And if you keep it in your body, you could become a God.
Did the Jehovah's Witnesses come and knock on your door?
They did not. But ever since I've been retaining semen, I can hear better. I do no longer need my contact lenses.
You're like Spider-Man.
And,
What happens when you ejaculate in the middle of the night,
It hasn't happened yet.
And then you're like sick. You just get ill, and you're like, I can't see to clean up my splooge.
I can't see or smell. I'm crippled. You took my magic.
So is semen retention a thing? Is that what we're saying now?
It's a thing that I read.
So I had to do it one time for 7 days in order to produce a sperm sample. Actually, more than once. The one time I might have cheated on it, though. I might have came.
I might have looked on somebody else's paper and came. I just think the term semen retention is hilarious.
So... you know that there's some dweeb out there that's like their thing. I think we're supposed to semen retent, though, right? Like, it helps our testosterone.
I'm more semen repent, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, Jared, I thought of you the other day because I got Jehovah's Witnesses that knocked on my door.
Damn, they didn't come to my house.
And it was Deb and Debbie. And I was like, ooh, the Deborahs, what's happening? They're like, hey, we're your neighbors. And I was like, oh, cool, what's up? And they're like, well, you know, after the pandemic and everything, we're just coming around to offer you comfort. And I was like, oh, there we go. And I said, political or religious? And they said, well,
sexual.
Yeah.
We're here to take your semen. You cannot retain it.
Oh man, wouldn't that the government's gonna get involved with your semen retention?
They send me hot handwritten cursive letters from the Jehovah's Witness, and when I don't answer, they send a couple Debs my way, some beautiful Jehovah's Witness Debs, and they extract my semen.
If that's the best that the Jehovah's Witnesses has to offer, that
pretty going to retain?
It'll be easy to retain.
It'll be some easy retention.
Hey, I'm back. I'm back from Indianapolis, Jared.
Glad to have you back.
We can finally do this week in and week out now of every Monday.
Yep.
And week in and week out of every Monday. Doesn't make sense.
I will be better for it. My life will be worse.
Why?
I'm just kidding. It's just a joke.
Because
you have fun.
And then you have to explain yourself. The thing
about having fun, when you have fun, you can't let anybody know about it.
No, so not
all we're doing here is letting people know about it.
No, not just anybody, but more specifically, one person in both of our lives. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Jeff is on it.
Jeff, welcome back.
Good to see you, the old silent assassin over there.
Oh, man. But speaking of Indianapolis, I wanted to give a big shout out to my boys, Zach and Ricky. I'm going to miss you guys, but it was fun living in the Indy frat house.
That was your boys, was Zach and Ricky.
Zach and Ricky. But I'm sounds fake, doesn't it?
For some reason, it sure does.
Yeah, just like, Ricky! They were just like,
hey, if you ever see my name on that podcast you got, make something up.
Yeah, just make it, I don't know.
Don't tell them all the fucked up shit I did. Don't use my name.
Oh, there was plenty of fucked up shit, but we had a lot of fun. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it happened. You know, something along those lines.
And a new chapter emerges.
I'm glad to have you here. I can't wait to hear about... You've got two books in front of you. Not books, two journals.
So I actually just started writing randomly things out of the Bible to fill these up.
This is
actually not any of original thought I have in here.
You were looking for something and you were shuffling both of them at the same time, shuffling pages over, and it was like you were that idiot savant that could read two books at the same time with both of his eyes.
So I did all that. It was all for complete show to make you think I was like this smart righty person. But really, I was just getting kind of drunk and taking very mild edibles and scribbling down pieces of the Bible in here.
Serious. like the Book of Eli, dude.
I'm just not coming and writing.
You're just writing Bible. You're just writing scripture.
No, that's not true.
Well, read us something from it then.
Okay. This is something I wrote down for the podcast. I noticed that I have stopped watching pornography. A lot of porn stars are dying.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's related.
Because you
have stopped watching porn, all of a sudden, all these porn stars are dying.
Oh, no.
Like, isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. Like, their views are down, and their manager's like, kill them, kill them.
And some of them I never really watched, but there's something correlating here, and it took me a while to figure it out. It took till the third one I saw, and I was like, another pornographic actress has passed?
Which one was that one? The Leon one? Whatever Leon? There was
the Leon. One's in a coma right now.
What?
One's in a severe coma and might not make it. And this, I didn't actively search this out. It was shown to me on a social media platform. And so
was it a picture?
It was a picture, says adult film star, coma, family.
Oh, the information.
The information.
You didn't go.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, it'd be crazy if you were just like, I wonder which porn star is in a coma today. Let me just.
Like that's a fetish.
Let me just Google that real quick.
I only jerk off to the severely injured.
You know, pornography is kind of like an art, though, in the sense that even the artists in the business, they get a little bit more famous once they die. And
right.
So you know you get on Pornhub or wherever you might get your free pornography. and they're trending. The dead ones are trending.
The dead ones are always trending. But if
I want to see what kind of work they do.
If I was going to step away from porn as a porn actress or actor, I would fake my own death.
Are you suggesting?
I'm not suggesting that. I hope that, but I'm sure that they are dead. But I would, if I was them, I would fake my own death. That'd be perfect. Now you're trending. Now maybe you get money from that, probably not. And then you can step out into the world. Everybody thinks that person's dead. You don't have the stigmata of having done pornography.
All right, so you have just such a guilty conscience and guilty soul that you believe that you are responsible for these young ladies' early demise?
I don't know. It's not guilt because I'm not watching it.
But you said that they were that the reason they are getting
dead is because I quit
getting
watching
dead.
It.
Is because you stopped watching. So
there might be a correlation. I don't know. Have you been watching?
Yes. Yeah. God.
So it's not you.
I've been out of town, dude.
So it's not you. So I'm trying to figure out who it is. And I think it might be me.
Okay. It's not me. Yeah. It's probably you.
It's probably me. Yeah.
Are you trying to abstain from yourself?
Yeah, I just, every now and then, I don't think it's the best thing in the world. I'm actually doing a new thing where I'm trying to better myself once again. And the last frontier seems to be alcohol consumption.
You just can't seem to wrangle that one?
I can't seem to kill that thing. I just, every time I try to kill it, I'm just like, gah! Die! And then I'm just like, it's dead. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm not going to drink today. And then something happened, and it's just like, whew. Always there. Like, you run from it like, oh, my God. It's like Michael Myers in the background, just like, how did he get there?
So you bury it. You bury that demon.
Stab it in the neck, bury it.
And then
put the dirt on top and tap the grave, like, tack, tack, tack.
And then the blood of the devil lets loose over the soil, and it seeps down into the roots.
And then the hand comes up.
Yeah.
Lightning strikes.
And then it's following you, and it always catches you. And that monster is fast. I'm talking at least once a week.
It's that funny old school horror thing where it's not moving really at all, but for some reason you're sprinting, and then all of a sudden it's there, and it's there. I don't do well with coping mechanisms is probably it. And chores are boring.
So you gotta make them a little bit more fun.
Who's gonna do laundry dead sober?
Oh, God.
That's insane.
Laundry is the easiest task. I don't know why everybody complains about laundry.
Bro, I play a game where I go, I got 3 loads. Let me try not to black out.
Okay.
And I usually lose.
Well, if you could see what I'm doing with alcohol, this comes with a story, so I'm not trying to interrupt your story.
That was it.
Of alcoholism.
Alcohol, the last frontier.
But you're doing well with everything else?
Everything else, crushing it.
Serious?
Doing pretty well.
Mentally?
Mentally doing well, listening to, like, a lot of positive things, books on tape, trying to do physical exercise.
So it's also kind of like look better, feel better, because you look fantastic. You got a haircut that's, like, real clean up on you. Your facial hair is, like, lined up.
Got a haircut.
You look like you waxed maybe a little bit too much of your eyebrows.
Really?
But that's okay.
I didn't wax my eyebrows.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, because half the time there's crazy hairs that are growing on me, and it's insane.
Mm-hmm. My ears, bro.
The ears.
My ears, bro.
You know, my pubes, but also...
Oh, hell.
The weird thing about the pubes is, I thought this the other day, is they at some point they stop growing.
They just get as long
because
as they're going to get.
What if they just kept going?
Get just longer
like,
than
now
your
they're
dick?
Like down to your knees. Like they're in between your toes, and they're like brushing up against your jeans, and it's like
why doesn't your head hair do that? It's,
I don't know.
Like when it gets too long, it's just like, oh, I'm gonna fall out now. Mm-hmm. And that so you almost would never need a haircut unless you want a style that you're going for.
But pubes, they stop. Because I haven't trimmed my pubes, and I could not tell you how long.
I guess you're right.
Are they long? It could be worse, but it stops. It does stop.
I guess you're right, because at no point has my pubes ever been longer than my dick.
Because I was trying to see how
it's been
crazy
close,
it
though.
Would get. I was trying to see how crazy it could get. And it just kind of stopped.
Even with a little bit of Adderall in you, you know, maybe then they outperform maybe, the dick.
Maybe then it might shy away into the bush.
Like that Homer Simpson.
Like a shy animal or something.
No, but I'm doing something a little bit different, and I guess I better just go back into a story. So I'm drinking vodka ginger beer. It's a Moscow Mule, basically.
It's the first thing I saw when I walked in, and it was out of the norm.
You did a little.
But I have seen you drink that before, so it wasn't that crazy.
You're like, whoa, hey, what are we doing here?
We're doing this, Matt, now.
Yeah, and here we go. I'm just gonna go on to say it. In a recent episode of Slobby and Marvin, they went on to tell a story about me and how Marvin saw me at a restaurant, and then he was like, "Oh man, that guy looks just like Matt, but he's fat." So he texted me, "Yo, there's this dude here that looks just like you, but he's fat."
And it was me. That's even worse. He texted you.
No, man. And the thing is,
what did you do?
I went over to him and I was just like, "Hi, buddy." And he's like, "Oh, hey." And
did he mean to do that? Because that is a really good, that's
it's,
funny.
It's hilarious is what it is. But nothing taken to heart. I do love that, but that's not the person I'm trying to portray anymore.
Right.
So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to slim down. I'm going to the gym. I'm drinking vodka, no more beer.
Was it legitimate though? Did he know it was you?
No, dude. It was legitimate, and it was.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, he told that story, and I was like, man, that was also like a year ago, and I've only gone up and up and up in weight. So I need to figure my shit out. So I'm trying to do better. Mm-hmm. It's the very beginning of everything, so don't judge me yet. But
I mean, you look good to me.
I feel much better. Let's see. I haven't smoked a vape pen or a cigarette for like almost 3 years, but vape pen for a while.
That's crazy for you.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Almost 2 months. I've been vape free, and I'm just trying to do better.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am too.
But
that's wild. But you need signs, and sometimes the world gives you signs. The text.
That was so funny.
The text. So I
also want to tell the story about I was buying the vodka.
You should just drink straight vodka.
I thought about it, but I mean, the ginger beer is not
terrible
for you.
Have you tried tequila?
Tequila
on the rocks with some limes?
Oh, yeah, for certain.
And you'll get fucked up.
No, I'm not going for fucked up. I'm going for smooth.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying is you'll think it's super smooth.
And then
you'll get fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be accidental.
I like accidental. So that's That's actually not what happened. It's close to what happened. I have far worse news for you than that.
Fuck. Nothing but bad news.
I know. I think that I'm becoming pretty allergic to Bell's Too Hearted.
I don't have a button for that, dude. That's crazy.
It is almost God's way of being like, up, 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 up.
Yep, up, up, up.
That thing that you like the most, you can't have. And I'm like, my dad? He's like, no. Bell's Too Hearted. I'm like, oh, fuck, serious? That's even worse somehow.
You've had too much. You've had too much of it.
So I go full fucking, I don't know what it is, like a wheat thing or what, but.
You get, I think, kind of how I get from time to time, and I used to get pretty regularly. Do you remember that?
The blotch?
You've seen me get the blotch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but it was getting bad.
Were you getting, so can you describe to me some of the blotch?
Hot.
So hot. That's the first sign. You get hot internally. You ask someone if you're blotchy. They say, no, not really. Then, probably about 10 minutes later, it starts to show itself upon your body.
It's ugly face, yeah.
Does it just go on your face or do you get on your, like?
I just get on the face, but I'm really white where it's not really red.
So I would get like this deep V-neck of red, and then I would get a random patch on like my bicep. And when it got really bad, it was just like patchy. And then my hands would be red, but in my knuckles, there'd be like a wavy look. And the rest of my hand would be white.
But my, oh.
Any doctors out there? They're just like, ooh, this is not good.
Oh, yeah. No, so I was like, ooh, testing it. I wouldn't have one for like 2 or 3 days. And I'd be like, let me see what's up with this. And I'd drink a half of one, and immediately, so I don't know if they changed, Dan, did they change the recipe? God damn it.
Uh-oh. Maybe some shit happened.
Maybe
they changed the recipe, because your boy's getting blotchy all of a sudden. What happened, Bells?
And that's not, it's not usual.
You're the canary in the coal mine for that, too. Like, if it's happening to you.
Who else?
Ooh, well, this might be a big issue. You might be right at the forefront of it.
Ooh, and everybody's like, but are you vaccinated? But are you vaccinated?
Oh, it might be your vaccination.
I want to go on record to say I'm like half vaxxed.
He's a half vaxxer.
I'm a half. I'm like, I fell right in line with the other one. I got one of them, but I rejected the second one.
Man, I've been blotchy.
Yeah, so I'm. My breathing gets tight.
Oh yeah, I know
that. My neck gets like a little tighter, and I just can't drink too hard anymore. So I'm.
We need to email Bell's first and foremost and say, hey, I know you changed it to Too Hearted IPA. When you did that, a little bit after that, did something else come with that where you changed anything?
Yeah,
they did. Maybe they put something in there. That's a good point.
I'm beginning to wonder if I'm allergic to like a gluten.
Are you allergic to a delicious craft beer?
Yeah, I sure am.
Made in Michigan.
Or maybe I just reached that limit where I finally had the one where it was just like, hey, you're done. Like that's the one where you can no longer have anymore.
Maybe we all have an internal limit for one particular substance.
Pussy. Internal limit for pussy.
Maybe.
And then you just go gay afterwards. You're just like,
you just like get off after one time and you're just like, and then never again. And you're like, what the fuck?
It's like that thing where it's like, you all go outside and play with your friends for the last time, and you don't even realize it.
One time your daughter will ask you to pick her up, and it'll be the last time you hold your daughter. Oh. Well, Matt had his last Too Hearted.
We've all been balls deep, and then it's the last time we've been balls deep, and you don't even realize it.
Now you just want to go to sketchy rest areas. Put your dick in a hole.
So that was just my way of introducing the fact that Slobby and Marvin were... that they told that story on one of their last podcasts, and I loved it. I thought it was so funny.
Sounds like we have a new sponsor, and it's called Vodka.
Booze. Robbie just had his baby.
He did. Congratulations.
Congratulations
to mom and dad.
And healthy baby from what I'm understanding. So that's a best case scenario.
I won't.
We love you guys.
I already played out the welcome to hell bitch button, but just know I would like to press it. But I won't.
You don't even know where, you don't press it because you don't know where it's at.
That is also true.
Okay.
All right. That's also true. That's true.
But I am going to the gym more and trying to do better. I'm going to lose weight. At my own pace.
If you want to, you will.
Yeah, I do want to. The story, though funny, makes me feel terrible.
It is hilarious. And it is the exact sort of story that if I was you, I would be doing what you're doing
now. Yeah, for sure. Because you're laughing.
I'd be like, that is so fucking funny, but... Okay.
But I see what I have to do here.
Which is good that there's some outside things that show you, that hilariously show you, like, oh, maybe I could improve here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm aware of where my improvements need to be. And at 36 years old, bro, no vaping. I don't cough anymore.
Dude, you were the vapiest vapor I've ever seen vape.
Really?
Personally, yeah. Not around a lot of vapors.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But also, we were in here doing this, so it's like, I was probably the vapiest vapor you ever seen. But I literally wouldn't do it any other time.
No, I'm a carpenter, and everybody switches from cigarettes to vape at a certain point. And so everybody on the job site is the vapiest vapor of all vapes.
Yeah, I one day woke up finally after having like severe chest pains, and I just threw mine in the garbage, and I wasn't even doing it that much. I would literally have like 3 or 4 hits a night.
Yeah, that's not a lot at all.
No. I mean, maybe a little bit more if we were doing this, but.
Oh, where were we? Yeah. Trying to.
You're getting fit.
No.
I got a home gym now. I got a basement gym. I was given a weight bench with weights, a bar, like a curl bar. I already had some dumbbells.
Not to interrupt you.
I hit it 3 days a week.
We have,
and you have to tell someone.
We have an email.
You have to tell someone if you work out. You have to tell them.
Well, you're telling
there's no way to not tell anyone. Because if I'm going to be down there staring at a litter box, riding a stationary bike, I'm going to tell somebody about it.
I know. It's kind of like if you do CrossFit, you're going to tell somebody. It's kind of like if you stopped vaping, you're going to get on the fucking podcast that you're part of and be like, I stopped vaping.
Well, it's also nice, and it kind of helps. It really helps to say that. I'm not being derogatory. I'm kind of taking the winds out of my own sails, but you kind of need to exclaim it at a certain point.
Do you ever do this? Have you ever made a feeble attempt and you had it in your own mind, but you never verbalized it or put it into spoken word for another person to hear because you might feel accountable and you don't want to feel accountable? So then you make an attempt to stop smoking the vape and then it fails, and it doesn't hurt anybody's feelings because like
nobody knows you
and you
trying.
you don't have to hear, I see you're vaping again. You just shut the fuck up. So when I was finally like done, I was telling everybody like I stopped vaping like 4 days ago. So it held me accountable.
I don't vape no more. I am delivered.
I said, I don't like men's no more. Oh, so. Hey, the radio thing, coming up at the end of this episode, we have an email, one for the record.
Thing. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, the radio thing?
You know what I'm fucking talking
now
about.
Now I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm freaking talking about.
I went to a
about.
Casino recently.
Oh.
Not a big frequenter of casinos, but I went one. See, my pen here? Don't name the casino.
Yeah, I won't.
Please
yeah.
don't name the casino.
They have given me a lot of money in the past, though.
They were giving me a lot of guff.
Ooh, about what?
About how much I was drinking.
They gave you too much. They gave you shit?
They were giving me shit, dude. They had so many rules. So I did not have money to gamble to get more money because I didn't have money to give. I don't got it. I don't have it.
You have enough to drink for the night, but
I have enough to drink.
Fun money.
The gamble is my card going to go through after this bar tab?
Gotcha.
That's the kind of gambling I'm doing.
Swing.
So they were, I'm buying people, they're playing blackjack. I'm like, I'll bring you guys drinks. They're like, we can only give you two at a time. And I'm like, okay. And then after a while, they were telling me that I needed to stretch out when I came and got the drinks. Because I was getting too many in a too short of period. And to be honest with you, they were right.
Yeah, no.
Because by the end of it, I was like wobbling everywhere. Like, I blacked out.
Yeah.
I blacked out on seltzers and high noons. I did that.
Okay.
That's okay.
Tough to do, really.
Not hard.
Really?
Dude, I can drink three of those things at once and don't ask me how. Because I couldn't tell you, but I could show you.
You've been showing me. I see. I can count.
Right, right. And then, so also, we stayed there at this casino. So I would just be like, all right, I'm going to get a drink, deliver the drinks to everybody else. Because everybody was super into the blackjack.
Oh, I love blackjack, yeah.
It seems really fun. But I didn't want to just stand over someone's shoulder the whole time. So I was like walking around. Then I would just go to the room, and I had a cooler there. So I had a round I would do. I'd be like, bar, here,
cooler,
bar, here. So it seemed like I was stretching it out. But I don't like when they're like, keep it, you need to stretch this out more between your drinks. It makes me go, no, I'm going to go to the room and pound two because of what you said here. And this is on you, which is insane. It's insane.
So, if you would have done a little detective work and found out what they served there, like they have,
you are right.
They have White Claw. They have Mango White Claw in the 16-ounce cans or whatever.
Correct.
You can go and buy those, and then just have them in your room, and then just sneak off and go and grab another one.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It would have saved you quite a bit of scratch.
But I wanted to spend a little money there. You know, I'm here. But they were... It's so strange to me that they would... I've recently had someone in my life who is just a terrible gambling addict. And I've never really seen an addict like that other than someone who smoked crack. And so to see someone like go through that and then me who is also... in the throes of trying to deal with that, but in doing it that night, and for them to just be like, whoa, 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 maybe why don't you, like, stretch it out a little bit? It's like, you are a bartender at a fucking casino.
Why don't you
destroy people, and this is what you're saying to me? This is nuts. This is the craziest shit I've ever heard. Give me a high noon. This is nuts.
Why don't you just keep having big tits and you shut up and I'll give you money? How about that?
How about we keep up this whole facade before I tear the whole goddamn thing down?
So you went there for a birthday, mm-hmm. and I believe you gave one of the best birthday presents that
it was a good time.
That anybody's. How was it received?
It was received pretty well.
Let's say what it was first of all.
So I got that guy.
Do you remember his name? Because
I think it's Y something T. Y, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I don't know what his name is.
But he's famously known for...
Which I didn't know what he was famous for. I had just seen some random videos, and And he seemed the, when I was scrolling through, he seemed the funniest.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it just seemed like this would be the funniest one.
I love him as a person because I've seen him before, but he basically just like writes songs. It doesn't seem like he knows too much English.
So he counts a lot.
So he just like sings counting. He's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And it's just like,
which is kind of hilarious when you think about it, because that's the first thing you would learn to like learn another language.
Yeah.
That'd be like me being like, ABC, you know, like. But
it's like it'd be like us singing like uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
And you don't know how to count after a certain thing and you go, I love you.
Yeah. He's always putting his fingers up to his eyebrow.
It was pretty good what he did. I have a couple gripes with him now.
Uh-oh.
He emailed me asking for a tip.
After you gave him money?
After I paid him $81.87. Which was a little expensive for a 40-second video, whatever. It was funny. And I thought he would take a little bit more of what I said, but he literally just read it, which, again, that's fine, too. Email me for a tip. Then we go on the website later to look at, like, because nobody knew what it was. It's Cameo. Like, nobody knew what that was. And he changed his price to $26.
What?
That night, you could have gotten a video. That night, I ordered this. A day before, it was $26 now.
What the fuck? How do you go down $40?
I don't know.
You know.
So I don't know if it was a thing like he's like his viral shit had like lost its luster. And then he finally got a Cameo and was like, damn, holy shit, I haven't got one of these in a while. This is just me being crazy. Haven't got one of these in a while. Hey, man, you want to give me a tip? Like, no, like, bubble, okay. I didn't say no. I just wasn't going to send it to him. It was $81 for this 47. And then maybe he just changed his price to be like, maybe I can get more now. I don't know. But it was very weird. And we clicked on it because I was showing a couple buddies and like, what the fuck? How much did you pay? Because this shit's $26. And it was $20-something.
Yeah.
It was drastically cheaper. It was just weird.
So being cheaper to get more work makes no sense to me because I do physical labor and it's kind of just like what it is what the fuck it is. If I'm too expensive for you, then.
This isn't physical labor though. This is a guy half-ass speaking English into.
Recording it. Yeah. Right. What we basically do for a podcast.
Sort of.
This is where we're at.
I'll take $87 to do this.
Oh, man. If we could record an hour and a half episode and get $86 every time, that'd be chump change compared to Mileta's money. Mileta's
hot sauce.
Oh, they really came through for us recently. Dude,
when I get paid on Thursday, this Thursday, I am going to buy the Serrano chili garlic. No, ginger garlic.
Ginger garlic, yep.
I'm going to buy that, and I'm going to buy the heat stroke. Those two hot sauces, best hot sauces I've ever had, I have absolutely put it on every meal that I eat. And no bullshit. One time when I think I was 21 years old, I got cough syrup with codeine.
Mm.
Because I got really sick.
Was it good?
It was good. So I was given it. So what I did was I put it on my nightstand for a while and let the bottle sit upside down, and I would lick the cap.
Why?
Just because.
Like a hamster?
Yeah, it made me feel good because I wanted every drip drop of that cough syrup with codeine. So I did that with the Serrano ginger garlic.
No.
I did that.
So it was like, good as drugs.
It was as good as drugs. I put it upside down on my counter for a while because I was like, fuck, I'm out. I was trying to eat eggs. And I put it up on the, and then I had the cap and I was flinging it at the eggs. That's how much better it made my shit taste.
You were pulling the old fucking priest with the holy water.
Bro,
you were exercising those eggs.
I need every little drip drop of it. It was legitimately the best shit I've.
So. Heat stroke is one of my favorite hot sauces. It is viscous. The viscosity of it is very thick.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to get out of that bottle. But once you do, don't let heat stroke fool you though, because the name sounds like it's going to burn your fucking tongue off.
Those two are I think the milder of them.
But heat stroke just has that flavor with a little bit of after zing.
And also, Matt, you've been talking about you're trying to get healthy, you're trying to eat well. Another good way to spice up boring ass food. All I eat in the afternoon, chicken thighs, bro.
Ooh,
chicken thighs and
what is avocado. That dark meat?
Chicken thighs and avocado, and you put that serrano on there, it changes everything.
I would say
it's a low calorie way to make your food taste great.
I don't much care for the dark meat.
Well, I do.
Miletus hot sauce. Use promo code WTR20. Receive 20% off of your full order. And we recommend serrano ginger garlic and heat stroke.
Yeah, those are my two favorites right now. Just because I use it so much, if I was to have some of the other ones are for special occasions because some of them can be a little hot. But that's fine too. I don't take my GERD medicine anymore.
Oh, so because you're healthy or because you don't care anymore?
Because they were like, you got to go back to the doctor to get this. And I was like, fuck that. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Like, so that's what it was? You were just like, fuck no, that.
I ain't got time for that shit.
And I'm done.
I ain't got time or the money. Did I feel like I was choking one morning? Yes. Was I? No, and I knew I wasn't.
So, you're fine. You got it.
I might have to pee. Is that okay?
Oh, no, it's not okay. We're going to keep recording.
Okay.
It's just you were late, and I want to get this over with, so you have to hold your pee.
That's okay.
Serious?
I actually think I do better when I hold it.
Oh, kind of like piss retention. You're just doing all kinds. That whole gland.
I'm just retenting.
Your whole gland is just
doing a lot of retenting.
Wait, is your dick a gland? No, probably not.
It's an organ.
Oregon. It's an Oregon.
Mine's an Oregon.
Mine looks more like a gland. Also, the word gland. Oh yeah, suck my gland.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, for certain. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
We got some emails though.
We got one email, not some
that
emails.
That whole time.
I know. I know. Nobody cares, and I get it. Is the thing.
I get it.
I get it hard.
That whole time, not just a random.
Yeah, like one. When you're gone, people forget. And that's okay. I do too. I'm guilty of it.
I do too.
I stole from Meyer yesterday. I was buying vodka, and I'm not used to buying vodka yet. And they keep their shit. Well, the shit that I buy, you know, that up the.
They got a lock on it?
They got a lock on
sometimes
it.
Sometimes they don't keep all of them on lock.
Well, no. They all have like the around the neck that has to be whatever unlocked to to exit the building. I scanned everything. I was waiting for the chick to come over and be like, oh, ID. And then I was like, oh, unlock this. And she's like, oh, yeah. And she started walking, and I grabbed all my shit, and she unlocked it, and I grabbed it, and I said, thank you. And I walked out of the front door, not even thinking about it. I got almost home, and I was like, I didn't pay for any of this shit. And I had to turn around, and I had to, because they scanned my ID. I did a self-checkout.
Yeah, but that's called an oopsie-whoopsie, bro. It's okay to oopsie whoopsie.
So I went back and I was like, hey, I didn't pay for any of this stuff. And he's like, it was a new guy at this point. And I was like, I didn't pay for it. And he said, you didn't what? I was like, I didn't pay for this, man. I walked out and I fucked up. And he's like, oh, you were a walkout? And he's like, let me make a call. And I was like, dude, I'm not trying to make, I'm going to pay. I'm righting my wrongs. He's like, no, I have to call. I was like, oh, okay. Okay, cool. So he called. He's like, hey, was there a walkout reported? And like, yeah, like 5-6 minutes ago. We got a walkout reported. It was me.
Oh, they reported you?
They report every walkout.
To who?
Loss prevention, dude.
Bro, I've been, I do sneaky walkouts.
That was not sneaky. If you're going to walk out, do not scan your ID for booze first.
He's like, I got a call. And you're like, who? And he's like, I just got a call. He calls, it's the police. They arrest yeah,
that's,
you.
That's what I was saying. I was like, you don't have to call. I'm going to.
We keeping this in house or what?
Yeah, I'm going to pay for it, bro.
Because, Matt, I am severely financially imbalanced. It's funny. It's the two things that they didn't teach you really in school was emotional development and finances. And those are the two things that I struggle with the most. So that's what I try to.
I think they teach you emotional development, but you don't know that you're being taught it.
I don't think they do.
You either catch on or you don't.
Well, I didn't catch on, I guess. I don't think they teach you that shit.
It also happens at home.
You're right about that.
So I'm not blaming your beautiful mother and father.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Okay, but don't.
Here's the thing.
We're not going there.
So that's where I lack. So now, very financially unstable. So where does that come from when property taxes go up, when your mortgage goes up, when everything else costs a shitload of money? But your check doesn't go up.
You're like Aladdin.
So what do you do? What do you do?
Dude, you're like an uglier Aladdin.
You do petty theft.
Less muscular, not purple wearing Aladdin.
Well, less muscular now. Because I'm hitting the gym too, bud.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, at home gym.
At home gym. And I'm lifting weights.
Hey.
So wait till you see me again.
Can I come over?
Eat your words.
Can I join your gym?
No.
What?
I thought about this.
What if I
thought about this? I can't have anyone else there.
Why?
It's just kind of a thing for me.
Oh, I get it. But what if while you're at work, I go work out at your gym?
It will cost you money.
Yes,
quite a bit of money.
It's $35 a month.
It's going to cost you $50
a month,
and there's not shit down there. Damn. Except for every time you inhale to like breathe to do something pretty heavy, you're going to fucking smell cat piss because there's a litter box not far away.
This kind of sounds like an episode of It's Always Sunny, right? This has happened before, probably.
What?
I don't know.
No, that's legit my setup, though.
I know, but it sounds like an episode of It's Always Sunny.
I guess. The first day I was doing it, I'm not kidding you. So I'm doing the bike. I do a warm-up on my stationary bike for 15 minutes, and directly across the stationary bike is the stairs, and under the stairs is the litter box. And I don't know why my cat did this, but she got in the litter box, and she stuck her ass out and proceeded to just spray piss as I'm, like, in the middle of, like, like, riding this exercise bike. It was insane. I started like going like, hey, hey, whoo, ha. I was like, get in the box. Get in the box. Get in the box.
Hey,
and she spray pissed all over her mat. There's a mat outside of it, so that was like, okay. But she was literally spray pissing first day that I was like, I got to get down there. I got to start working out. First day, I turned her tail up. Butthole, star butthole, spray pissed out of her cat pussy and just sprayed all over her like new mat I got her to like catch the litter when she comes out of the box. And I was like, this is some. That's okay. Because what happens?
How old is
when you try
Kitty
to
now?
I think she's about 8.
Oh,
maybe 9.
She's a young lady.
She's getting up there though. I think what happens when you try to do these little better things is there's little things in life, even if they love you, such as a cat, they try to like piss on it.
Yeah.
So dominance. Just look out for that. So that'll happen. But I was like, all right, that's okay. The cat just is literally sort of pissing in my face in a way, but that's okay. And I'm going to continue on my journey to positivity.
My little
and
girly
self-development.
Girl. My little Gertie girl, she was actually saying how she wanted to podcast with us today. And she was saying that she wanted to be in here for the process of the podcast. And
you were like, you would have to drink vodka.
Yeah, you don't need what's going to happen. So
you would have to drink vodka. You would have to massage.
So she's like 9 in dog years, so
almost.
We're halfway there. It feels. Yeah.
I don't think I can retain any more semen.
Do you need to pause this thing?
I might need to pause. It went down a little bit. It went down.
I got another confession to make. I suck dudes. Everyone's either gay or straight. Right? I mean, I feel everybody's, yeah, I'm bi.
I will never give in. No, I'll suck dudes.
Why is it that I think that it's possible for women to be bi, but it's just impossible for men to be bi? It's like if you bang a guy, you're just gay, right? But it also signifies that you've been inside of a self-lubricating vagina before and been like, that's pretty cool too.
I mean, that's kind of like a butt might be better.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I don't know. That's actually not how I feel.
I think bisexuals are just narcissists.
Yeah, I can fuck everybody.
They're just like, I'll just do whatever feels good, man. Just like, relax, pick a team, you fucking psycho.
Also, that's not how I feel. I don't feel that way, but I do kind of think that though. But it has
it
been.
It just seems the... like you're trying to be some sort of weird cult leader. Relax, dude.
Speaking of cult,
like, what you need everything? Like, you need everything? Jesus.
See, speaking of cult, and cult reminds me of a gang of people.
A gaggle.
Have you ever asked somebody how they're doing? Have you ever asked a stranger, like, hey, how are you doing? And regretted it because they just give you way too much fucking information. Well, we had a server in Indianapolis at smoked meats place, a barbecue joint.
Barbecue and smoked meats.
Yeah. And I did the whole, like, how you doing? And she was not doing that decent at all. And then she's like, oh, it's just that my son and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, how old's your son? And she was like 15 or 16 or some shit.
Damn.
And I was like, what is it, weed? A little bit of weed? And she's like, no, I wish it was just weed. And I was like, what is it then? And she said that he's a Kia boy. Do you happen to know what a Kia boy is?
A lucky 16-year-old that dad buys him a Kia?
You that would be...
Here's your first car, son.
It's a Kia. And that's how you make your son gay.
By buying him a Kia.
So I guess Kias are really easy to break into and start...
They're also cheap as shit, so once you lose one, you're like, I'll just go buy another one.
Ah, man, shoot.
Your insurance is like, we'll get you another Kia, dude. Don't worry about it.
But you're going to have to opt for the Sorento.
Just got to get a Kia Sorento. They're giving those things away.
Sorry.
All you got to do is put your hand on it for 24 hours, and it's yours.
Oh, yeah. The goddamn Sorento. So I guess what Kia boys do is they steal Kias and then they cruise them around and wreck them as soon as they possibly can. And
that actually sounds better than what I thought it would be.
But, I mean, that's unlawful.
It's very unlawful. But I think what you have to deal with, I hopefully it doesn't happen when you have a girl. when you have a male son or whatever, what are they called, sons? When you have one, it seems like eventually, I mean, you could do probably your best, but eventually he's going to get into some unlawful activity.
One or two.
How deep does he get into the waters? I don't know.
Hopefully not for life, right?
Hopefully not for, that's the hope. The hope is that he dips in, dips out.
So, can I stop you there? Because this is perfect segue. I actually asked this bitch, I was like, would you rather have your son be gay or a Kia boy? And she said, ooh, Kia boy, because he can come out of that one. He can break through the other side of that one, but he wouldn't be so lucky on the gay side. And I was like, well, I just want you to know that those two are synonyms, because being a Kia boy sounds gay as hell.
It sure does, doesn't it? It sure does. That's what I thought you were going to tell me. I thought you were going to say, like, they get a Kia and they just, you know, do a, the other guys, like, Mike and the boys have been here.
So that's what, you could look it up. I had to look it up.
That's crazy.
Dude, there's Kia boys that, like,
do you think it's only going to get crazier, like, the shit people do, like, when, like, teenage people do their, like, crazy stuff? Because, like, me and my buddies, we would do the whole, like, knock on the door, run away.
Oh, my God.
Or we would, like, hide in the bushes.
What would you call it, though?
Ding Dong Ditch.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't call it?
Not once. Not once.
You,
man,
didn't use the...
Knew better in the time. Not once. And then sometimes, one time, like, if a situation arised, I remember one time we took, someone had a bunch of garbage bags. It was just piled with, like, leaf clippings and a bunch of shit, and we took it and we lined the road with it. So a car could not drive past it. They would literally have to get out and remove the bags, garbage bags, to get through the road.
That's okay.
It's not terrible. It's nothing crazy. But we were, like, waiting in the bushes, like, look at that guy. He's, like, holding his hands up and going, like, what?
Yeah, we used to
just
do that.
Just stupid shit like that.
We used terrible to do that shit with caution tape because...
Oh, I did that, too. 40, I did with caution tape, too.
40 garbage bags sounds a lot harder than just, like, running across one string of, like, wait, there's a tree on that side of the road and a tree on that side of the road. I'm going to tie it to that one and then run across and tie it to that one.
But the tape you could drive through, potentially.
It happened, yeah, that's
the
how...
The garbage bags you couldn't drive through, you had to remove those yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
One time we were...
Did anybody ever swear, like, I'll get you!
You motherfucker!
I know you're out there!
And then there was one time we proceeded to, like, batteries, and that was not good.
Yeah, yeah. We won't talk about that.
Don't talk about that. But, what was the other one? We would stand in the road and just do suck it for, like, as close as the... It was like suck it chicken. So as close as the car would come, and then we had these bushes where you would literally just disappear. At least we felt we did. And so we would be there just going, like, suck it, suck it, suck it. And this car was coming. And the last person to, like, stand there
was
basically, like, not get hit by the car. The car would be like, hey, stop. And before they jumped into the bushes, which we thought made us disappear, that was another one.
Oh, fuck.
Suck at bushes.
So could you imagine that...
You stole a Kia.
You started a gang, and your whole gig is you steal Kias, and then you're like, what do we name this group?
Kia Boys.
I'm thinking maybe Kia Boys, and then as soon as the first girl tries to join, you're just like, no! No, girls.
We're not Kia people.
This is Kia Boys.
I'd be like KBs.
Kia, they, them.
I'd be like KBs or...
Kyle! I laid into her pretty hard, though. I was I have to say I was half in the bag, and I just leaned into her real.
The thing about a lot of people in the service industry is they're having bad days because, like, they just have to work holidays and weekends all the time, and their hours are terrible. They're on their feet all the time. They can't tell people to go fuck themselves. It's difficult.
I could only imagine. I wasn't laying into her so hard that she would say, go fuck. Because we were genuinely, like, interested. We were asking her.
Right.
I don't know.
She got herself a Kia, boy.
So now that I'm home, I do want to say that it doesn't really matter that I'm home because my life still kind of sucks. I'm working an hour away from home, and it's east, so it's in a different location. It's in a different time zone, I should say.
God damn it.
So I have to wake up before 4 in the morning to get to work on time, and that's going to be that way for the next year. So I have to get used to it. Today was the first day.
You will get used to it, and I don't know why you're doing it, but it really pisses me off.
I don't know why either, honestly.
You have to.
I could work closer, but it doesn't pay as much. So I'm just chasing the money because I'm fucking stupid.
Oh, hey, man. You're talking to a boy that ain't got no money. I walked out to leave on a break from work, and my front tire was flat.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, I don't have the finances for a flat tire.
So what, but it wasn't flat.
It was completely 100% flat.
But you just had to fill it up?
No, I had to put it on level ground, put a donut on it, and it's still sitting in my driveway today flat. It's fucked, dude. Everything is completely, insanely fucked.
You got a donut?
I have a donut on my car. Yeah, I pulled it down out of the back of my car.
And your donut's flat now?
No, my donut's fine.
Are you driving it around with the donut?
I just use my girlfriend's car now. My fiance.
Oh, yeah, fiance. Oh, is this new to the podcast?
I don't know.
I don't remember if you were engaged.
No one's listening to this, Matt. It's just our hangout time.
I know. Well, congratulations. You know that I'm excited for you.
We know this to be true.
Read something else out of your Bible scripture book.
Okay. What do we got here?
Do you think it's kind of a way that you keep a journal?
It is kind of a way that I keep a journal.
You're proud of the journal?
Not really. It's terrible, everything that's written in here. Believe me, I've read it, and I was like, oh, well, back to the drawing board. The best you can do is not drink as much and write in it.
Okay.
But that's not going to happen. As there is a birth, there is a death. If you're a selfish prick like myself, part of you dies when having a kid, but it resurrects into something greater. But the alcoholic part of me will not die. This is what we were talking about earlier. A terrible work day. Open eyes. Flat tire. Open eyes. Any sort of chore. Eyes opened. I guess that's just how I cope with things. And it's the last piece of a puzzle of trying to survive so you can help your kids. What I'm really saying is I guess I hate chores.
What?
Yep.
How did the last part have anything to do with what you just said?
That's what I was trying to say.
The entire time you're like,
I guess I just hate chores.
Dude, calling your child a chore is...
That's not what I was saying.
Oh.
It was saying, like, I like to drink when I do my chores.
Well, that's the thing about art, is it's interpreted different.
Oh, that's the thing about babbling and writing into a notebook. Not everybody gets what you're trying to say.
Speaking of babbling, we have...
An email.
We have an email. Speaking of babbling, it is from...
How do you have mosquitoes in here?
No way.
I don't know what that was, but it flew like a mosquito.
Speaking of babbling, it's from Keegan Dameron from February 5th, more than a month old. I hate that it has been more than a month since since we've podcasted. But I'm going to... Oh, this is a long fucker. I don't think we should have saved this for the very, very end, but...
It's too late.
It's too late. It says, "Hi, fuckers. It's me, your boy, the man with no plan, the jester with the brain faster than Devin Hester, the white man with no land, the crazy cringe lord on a surfboard, the millennial weasel that'll give you a measle." That's right, Keegan Damron. How goes it, boys? So, if you've listened up to this point, you pretty much know that things aren't fantastic.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but not fantastic.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with getting better.
Yeah, you're right. I'm allergic to my favorite thing in this world.
That's tough.
Could you imagine?
That's tough.
Like, I'm literally having to think about, and this all happened right after I stopped vaping, and I'm thinking that maybe the vape was the medicine that was making me not allergic to...
The vape was the medicine.
Maybe the vape was the medicine.
The vape was the medicine.
Write that down. That's a good...
The vape was the medicine. I'll write that down.
That's a good title. Thanks, Keegan. You already gave us the title. These last few weeks have been had me feeling like it's a good old days where used to record regularly and my Tuesday drives to work are filled with merriment.
Merriment.
Merriment? Merriment?
Merriment.
I mean, I feel like we are saying the same thing.
You were marshmallow mouthed about
merriment. Matt, I hope you've been enjoying the show recently. I have. The moronic madness is really taking off. They had a fantastic thing going on. If you're keeping up with it, mm-hmm. they were doing road trip or like doing around the nation with different bands from different states.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then they moved it into a moronic madness, musical madness in March, where they are doing a face off of different bands. And I've been enjoying it actually. And the music is probably better this year than any other year in that I've listened to it. So yeah, kudos to, I believe Keegan told me that it was all CJ's idea, and I'm enjoying it. And I love you guys. Love your show. Moron Bros. Check them out. Let's see. And I think having Hanson in there would be a real treat, but here we are. Oh, that's a thing. Fucking whatever. Just because I don't know how to use a computer, all of a sudden I'm a bad guy. What happened? Like, what if I just wrote you a letter that was just like a picture that I drew that was just like a middle finger? Like the way that Kid Rock does it, though, you know, with his thumb out.
Yeah, I don't like the thumb out.
I don't either. Or like when people do this with their like half of a knuckle up. You ever see that one?
Yeah.
When people do that, it's just like two.
Do you know in Australia, they don't understand the middle finger?
What do they do?
Because the Wiggles are Australian, and they do a song called "Where's Thumpkin." It's all about the hands, and it starts with a thumb. And they do one called "Where Is Big Man? Where Is Big Man?" And this is a children's show, and they just flip the whole thing off as flipping everybody off. It's actually quite hilarious.
You know, what's his name? Mr. Rogers did that shit too. National TV. He was like flipping. He's like, "This is my middle finger."
I wonder if that's some sort of Hindu sign for peace or something. Like the swastika.
Like
or something.
The reverse swastika.
Yeah. I wonder if that's. We've got a lot of hidden knowledge we need to uncover, Matt.
Let's see. It goes on to say, "Jared, I miss you so much, BB. Please come back to me. The kids miss you. Or just come on our show. I have to say, one of the funniest moments of your show in the past couple months has been the laughter Jared let out when Matt described to him that we expected him to do something with a computer." Okay, yeah, so that,
right.
Yeah, that goes on. fuck you. My cue for your A is, let me read ahead, right? Oh, yep. I'm familiar with this question. If Gordon Ramsay brought you to his Epstein-style island that is exclusively used for hunting of Pokemon, which Pokemon would you hunt and prepare for Gordon Ramsay, and how would you prepare it? Example, a Flay from the center cut of Snorlax, or a Buffalo Charizard wings, Bulbasaur tacos using its bulb as lettuce. Get weird with it, boys. So, what you are, overestimating is my knowledge of Pokemon.
Correct. Correct. I'm getting squirtled. I'm squirtling.
So what I would like to hunt would probably be that Ash. And then I would cannibalize him right off the bat.
Well, that was
Oh, he said get weird with it.
Right, you were impassioned.
Yeah. And basically I know that Ash,
you cannibalize Ash.
I know that Ash and Pikachu are in a relationship. And that's about all I know. And
We're eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know shit about Pokemon.
I'd char up his little booty.
I'd like to get a Squirtle.
I want to eat Ash's ass, is what I'm saying. I don't know.
Give me a Squirtle soup. Squirtle soup.
I guess what we could do is we could look through, like, different Pokemon. Because my brother did it. I didn't. Oh. You know what?
Bro, do you understand or get Pokemon?
No.
Because there's some things where I'm like, it could be this or that, where I don't necessarily subscribe to it. And I go like, I get it.
But you don't really get it.
But you go like, I kind of get where someone would like that.
Yeah. No, I mean,
Pokemon, I don't get Pokemon.
Dude, I'm mixing a drink up. You hear this?
I love it.
It's kind of sick, isn't it? That's
easy.
Hey.
Do you understand Pokemon, or was I just like, am I way off base on this?
I want to suck Mewtwo's dick.
Oh, what I want to do is I want to get him rock hard, slop it off, and have a good barbacoa out of it.
I think there's a Mewtwo, or no, a Mewtwo, a Pokemon that has a big tongue. I think I would make La Lengua tacos.
La Lengua tacos out of a big tongue
Pokemon. Con the big tongue Pokemon.
Is there a Pokemon that looks like a pig? You guys got one of these?
Because I like bacon.
You walk into like the Pokemon world and you're just like, you guys got pigs, or you got any sort of pigs?
So,
do you guys got...
What really sucks is this is a fantastic question.
You guys got anything that lays an egg? You guys got eggs in here?
Oh, yeah. Execute.
You guys got it? Because I'll take that. I'll make a delicious omelet. What's that guy's name? What's this motherfucker over here? We'll do that.
And then his name... never mind.
You don't know enough about Pokemon.
I know. I'm really sorry.
Not sorry, because I don't want to know about Pokemon.
So I think that Pokemon Go really helped some motherfuckers.
Do you think so?
I think so. I think that Pokemon Go really...
Like, it got them out of the house or what?
Got them out of the house, really.
They, like, found a lover?
A lot of father and son time. They like it bonds like some 9 year olds and their dad that will get into it and be
bro,
like,
if
yeah,
your dad like Pokemon's Go, kill yourself.
My dad's.
If your dad likes Pokemon Go, you are doomed. You're doomed.
What else did we say made you gay?
Bro, I'm doomed too, so.
Yeah, boy. You, who am I? If you chase Pokemon, you're going to be a Kia boy.
You might as well try to steal a Kia.
So I'm really sorry about that, Keegan.
I mean, yeah, I guess I am too. Sort of.
Ooh, there's... I feel like there's one. I know Mewtwo. He's an alien. I said the one I previously said I'd like to suck his dick. You recall?
Yeah, the Mewtwo. You would like to suck his dick. He's like a big alien. He has like three fingers.
And he's like a psychic.
He's pretty hard.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I feel like I would probably choose just eating Mewtwo whole, just because I think he would have hallucinogenic properties in him.
Oh, for sure.
And I've been pretty big on eating mushrooms again lately. Upon not being able to get cranked up on my two-hearteds because I have grown an allergic reaction, I have in turn started eating copious amounts of mushrooms again.
How's that going?
Slowly.
Yikes.
Why?
I don't know. I guess no yikes. Sorry about that.
Is it better?
It's kind of like eating Pokemon.
Is it better than what you're doing?
Probably not. Probably not.
What are you doing?
Trying not to cry.
Hold on. Is there a Pokemon that looks like a mushroom?
Now we're getting in it. A little slivers of whatever Pokemon looks like a mushroom, a Mewtwo penis.
Oh, the dick is.
Then
where
we get
all...
Squirtle in there for the broth. Beautiful broth. It's an Asian dish.
I feel like every yeah.
I mean, it's an Asian. What is this? Is this Japanese or Chinese? What is this? What is Pokemon? Do you know?
I don't know. Chinese, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't care.
God damn it. What is Pokemon? Chinese or Japanese? It's important.
No, we just don't know the specific region. We're not saying that they look the same.
I'm not saying they look the same, but I'm saying I'm not sure where it comes from. That's all.
It reads as follows.
Okay.
P.S. I, Matt Morris, or better known as the Indianapolis Strangler, have brought my region of gay terror to the Circle City. Is Indianapolis the Circle City?
I guess they have that circle or whatever.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
They got a big roundabout or something?
Never even saw it. Not even the 18th largest city in the country is safe when I get into my unmarked van and cruise around Broad Ripple on a Saturday night. Man, he did some investigative work.
He did.
18th city, Circle City.
He might have been following you.
Yeah. I want to be clear that I, Matt Morris, am saying this all without any prompting from an email, but rather using Keegan's email as a grim cover for the disgusting revelation that I, Matt Morris, have been having secret gay sex followed by murder. Damn. He goes on to say, or I'm sorry, I go on to say, right?
Well, whatever. You just read what it says, mm-hmm. I think.
To be clear, I don't always murder the men I have sex with. It is not murder murder perpetrated out of shame or anger, but rather happiness from being my true self with some massive man. Plot twist. I like bears and not twinks. we're talking 350 pounders. I mean, pounders. Oh, yeah. I like 350 pounders, and I mean pounders. That's right. I exclusively catch. Anyways, Free Palestine, death to colonizers. This has once again been Matt Morris and not Keegan trying to email. One more thing. I actually hate Hansen, and I'm purposely making sure that the Moron Bros don't bring back that back until March. That was a banger of an email.
Wow.
I feel
really long. I don't know Pokemon. I know Keegan probably loves Pokemon because I do believe it's Chinese, and I do believe he is a communist. So I hope we did it justice. Probably not.
So, yeah.
But you just emailed someone on the other side of me. There is a right-wing Trump supporter. But I could see where that yin and yang would be fun. I could see where that yin and yang would be fun.
I feel bad for Keegan. We just let him down hard.
Yeah, that's okay. I think that was an old ass email
from over a month ago.
Right.
We could have been studying. What, that
you
for
want me
a
to
month.
Go study Pokemon, dude? If you're not into it, you're not into it.
Gotta catch them all, dude.
You know what people do instead of doing Pokemon? You know what they do? Get pussy. So. That's just what you do instead of catching Pokemon.
I agree, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's terrible. Everything's terrible.
I got another confession to make. I fuck dudes. Oh, I'm retaining sploosh.
Everybody's trying to get me to blow, but I won't move.
Dude, you have to be careful where you go. You, personally, being a cum retainer, you have to be careful where you go. Because, like, if you go to a concert and you get into the general admission and there's too much rubbing around, you might just come.
No, what ends up happening is if you've retained for long enough, you end up floating above the crowd.
Serious.
And you go up there and you're just like, this is cool.
Like Mewtwo.
You're like, you're kind of like in the balcony, but you're not even in the balcony, you're on general floor. But you're just like, whew. You're floating above everyone.
So it'd be kind of pointless to like buy a good seat if
you don't need it. You don't need it because you float.
It'd be like Jesus ordering wine at a bar, at a restaurant.
Yeah, well, this pitcher is fine. This pitcher is fine. Leave the pitcher of water.
Oh.
It's the powers within you.
Let's see. What else?
What you have to do is look within, Matt.
What else do you have in there?
This is it. That was it. Unless you weren't trying to come up with the name.
Oh, speaking of coming up with a name, that's another. You've been really on it for my notes today.
Mm-hmm.
We are still adopting a child. It's a slow process. We're just waiting on a phone call. That's how that goes. Mm. But knowing that we will one day will be parents, we have to think of a name quite often.
Are you doing a male or female? Do you get to pick?
No. Well, you can pick, but we didn't
right.
pick.
We just it kind of seems like
just give me a baby, dude. We're like black, white.
That's also
kind of
cool.
Mexican,
where you're just
whatever.
Like, let's yeah, give me that random. Give me the random.
And that's what's going on. But going over names, my wife is more in control of that than I am. And she's like, oh, what do you think of this
and
name?
They're and they're smarter about it.
Yeah, for
they
certain.
They are smarter about
for
it.
For certain. Well, you say that, but what I'm about to tell you, you might feel differently about. She came to me and she was like, oh, what about the name Foster? the name Foster for an adopted child.
Australian for beer.
No, no, no.
Oh, that's sorry, that's Foster's.
Talking like a foster child?
No, I understand what you're saying. Okay. I completely understand what you're saying.
Okay, I thought it was, and I was like, you see why we can't name our child Foster, right? You
have to see that.
You have to see why we're...
You have to see that way before you get close to it. You know when you're driving close to something, you're like, I think that's a stop sign. You have to see that.
You gotta.
Unless it's Foster's, because that's Australian for beer.
And it was not Foster's. It was just Foster.
It was Foster. How about we're not your parents? Do you want to name our kid that?
Oh, fuck. What a time, huh?
Biological.
Yeah.
That was rude. That was rude to say.
Well, what if we get a boy, what if I name him Matthew Charles Morris Jr. And I'm like, cause you're me. You're part of me.
You are me.
He's like, I, this entire time I thought I was part of you.
But it will be part of you though.
No, it will for certain. Yeah.
It's all sucked up. It gets all sucked up. It gets all sucked up.
There's been,
how about this for a daughter, Keister?
No.
I've always thought that name was beautiful. You don't think Keister?
It just reminds me of hiding something in your butt in order to go to a different country or prison. Keister.
There's plenty of names that seem like they're different things, but they're actually beautiful names.
Keister is not one of them.
Keister's beautiful.
I have to get off Twitter. I got off Twitter.
Why? It's the most fun.
I know. No. I just haven't checked
everything else.
I haven't checked it for like 2 weeks. Because every time I check, I go on Twitter, I see something that I absolutely do not want to see at all.
Oh, bro, I've been seeing some crazy stuff recently that I can't even say to you.
On here or ever?
Not on here. Well, I will say on here. Sort of. Dude, it's pretty nuts. Dude, I've been seeing pretty nuts stuff. Why'd you get off of there?
I saw a couple of wrong videos.
Did it have to do with a guy with a mustache?
Okay, so what there's one thing that I saw where this kid, he was a fucking child. He was like, I am this person of, and he's walking. Mm-hmm. Of sound mind and so sound body, and I'm about to commit the most righteous act of protest, and I want you to know I am not crazy, that this is because of this, and this is why I'm about to do what I'm about to do. And then he sets his phone down, and then he lights himself on fire.
Right.
And then I completely disagreed with everything that he said before he lit himself on fire, because that would mean like that to me is like, I'm not crazy. I am of sound mind. And then you light yourself on fire. I don't think that you are. I think you're lying to me at that point.
Not a sound
decision.
Mind,
yeah.
Thing to do.
But who the fuck am I? Right.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like that's what you should do, is light yourself on fire, but...
What is this mustache? What are you talking about?
Oh, I was just talking about how there's a bunch of AI stuff that's translating Hitler's speeches into AI. AI's doing that into English.
No.
It's pretty nuts. It's getting weird.
What are they...
I watched 2 seconds.
Can you understand why people followed?
No. I was like, I'm not going this way. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I will not do this. Because sometimes the internet just goes. The internet is like the ocean. And what a rip current will do was it will rip you down and it will...
Current you up.
Yeah, it'll fuck you up. The ocean. I grew up next to the ocean. It's... I really enjoyed playing around in it, but it's to be respected. And there's so much crazy shit where it's just like, I'm going to now turn this off and focus on work, my family, and like this and that. Because it's getting nuts. It's getting nuts.
Oh, dude, I saw one.
Like, the AI shit is getting too crazy. And it's just like, okay, I'll deal with
maybe
this
that's
when I have to.
Maybe that's why porn stars are killing themselves, is because they can't keep up with how hot AI is.
Maybe, but I think there'll be a backlash to that, where I think it'll be nice to see something a little bit different than perfect.
I also saw something so crazy that I had to send it to you, and it was that dude leaning on a shotgun. And then it blows both of his arms off on like a closed circuit TV. Do you remember me sending that to you?
I do.
And did you watch it more than once?
I watched it three times.
And because you had to figure out exactly what the fuck was going on, right?
Yep. But also, I was like when I was growing up, I was very much like my dad was a avid hunter. And it was, I went through a lot of training courses. Through like the hunter training course, gun safety, like I did so much of that. And so to watch that, it was like, oh my God. It was like, that's, it's this sort of, it was like the opposite of instilling. And I think a lot of this shit, there needs to be a lot of what happens in your life and the training that you get is different than that. I'm just kind of. I don't know.
And he was like
it's too crazy.
He was like a security guard. It was like closed circuit TV.
Like, and then, why would you ever do that? Why would you ever do that?
So I felt for the first time ever that I saw that. So I needed you to see it too.
I saw it.
And it wasn't fair that I sent that to you.
It's okay.
Because
it's okay.
I mean, it's fucked up, wasn't it?
It was really fucked up, but I don't give a fuck. It's fine.
See,
this guy just goes like, oh, I got no hands.
Hands?
It's like, also fun because it's like, hey, here we go. I got no hands. And he goes, I think I don't have any hands. It's so funny how like the human mind doesn't understand what's happened to it. And it just goes like, humbly dumbly dum. I got no hands. Well, it's like, what the shit?
No, what happened? So first of all, it was the left hand and it was the right, almost elbow from the elbow. And so it pops off. And then the first thing he does is he looks at his left hand gone, and he's like, God damn it. And then he goes to reach
I
up.
I blew off my hand. I hope I can help my left hand with my right hand.
And then that's when he tries to reach up with the other one, and it's just dangling. And he's like, oh, God damn it. He just, like, sees the other one.
Oopsily, loopsily, I ain't got any hands. That happened quick.
Dude,
I had two hands. All of a sudden, I got no hands.
Then everybody else in that video reacts so funny. They're just like, what just happened? Like, nobody like flinched and was like, oh, fuck.
Did you just blow your hands off?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you?
George.
Fred. I knew Fred would do this. Fred's always blow. I knew he would blow his hands off.
Okay, we need to stop talking about blowing in hands.
Blowing in hands.
Rest in peace to all the dead porn stars. We do miss you. You were people too.
The funniest thing that I saw on X, Twitter, was someone went like, another porn star, and they go, what's going on? And I clicked on it to read the thing.
Oh, you have to read the comments.
And then a guy just simply said, he goes, it's a pornographic actress. They engage in high-risk activities, and things don't work out. And I was just like, yep, that's it. That's it. We can all walk away now. It's not the biggest. It's so funny. It's so funny how everyone's just like, what's going on? And you're like, yeah, people who do this shit, it's probably not working out for them. Like, they probably have a lot of dark shit.
What is it? A lot of overdoses, you'd have to imagine?
Yeah, and I also think, like, when you end up there, like, you maybe reach any sort of plane, but it's like, where did you go? By doing what? By doing this? Like, the most simplest bullshit? Like, I don't know. Doesn't seem like it's going to work out good, though.
I don't know. It always works out good for me at the end. With all the work they've done.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess it's a very, everybody else gets something out of this, and I don't really get a lot. There's probably a lot of that in our lives.
Well, I'm excited to, you know what? I just realized I just did the most alcoholic thing you could possibly do. The one drink that
drink you, straight out of the bottle?
No. The one drink you basically drink all of the times that you drink is no longer working for you. And then now that it's over, it should have been a sign just like, yo, dude.
Stop.
Hey. But I was just like, I wonder what else I like.
Well, you know I did that. You know I did that. Look right here.
Yeah.
I did that, too.
Is it because you were becoming allergic to it?
No, it was because it was getting me too fucked up, so I needed something that got me
less fucked up?
Less fucked up, but it took more of a time, and I had to be able to realize that. So, it's not good, it's not easy. I hope you find your way.
Oh, I'm
going to be difficult.
I mean, if drinking this much of a bottle for one podcast is deemed unacceptable, then the nation can suck my dick.
Mm.
No.
I was actually doing that with gin, and then I went from
all the dead porn stars can gin. Suck my dick.
That's not. Don't speak ill of the dead.
Yeah, that's not ill. That would be ill.
It would be ill. It would be ill if they sucked your dick.
Yeah, it would be ill.
Like, I'm haunted by porn stars. I'm sick sensing porn stars right now.
I see dead.
You're just like, titties. There's a lot of, you can see your breath, and you're like, I have to tell porn stars they're dead. It's my cross to bear. Yeah, I don't know. We're just babbling at this point.
Yeah. Well, Jared, I guess I just wanted to say that I'm glad that we're back in the studio. I think that you're a brilliant person. You've got comedy flowing through your veins. I've missed you so much. I hope to be half the man that you are entrepreneurially and basically with just everything in life, and welcome back.
I appreciate that. I appreciate what you said.
Yes.
I'm so sick of podcasts, and I don't think I want to do any more podcasts.
Oh, well, what? Okay.